Good evening. Okay, last week, Brother Huey spoke about serving God. Okay, the messages were titled, Who Will You Serve in 2017 and Who Will You Follow in 2017? I hope we all drew the same conclusion that we need to follow God. As we saw in 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul said to be followers of him. So I hope you also came to the conclusion that we need to follow the likes of Pastor James. But, as Brother Huey stated, we should only be followers of godly men if they are adhering to God's word and living godly lives. Amen? And the conclusion from the other message, which was who will you serve in 2017, was we need to serve God. So I hope you all come to those conclusions. Okay, so tonight I'd like to carry on with the same theme. The theme of serving God in 2017. In one of his messages, Brother Huey stated that if we're not serving God, then by default we are serving the devil. If we're not serving God, then by default we are serving the devil. That's pretty scary stuff. Now, I've told you this before, and probably more than one occasion, but I'm going to tell you again because you probably need to hear it again. When I was a young Christian, I asked Brother Huey, what is God's will for my life? Do you remember that, Brother Huey? And he said, just serve God, Andy, and you'll find out what his will is. Just serve God. I've come to the conclusion that it's God's will for everyone to serve him. That's right. Everyone who is a born-again believer should be serving God. It is God's will that each and every one of us here tonight serve God. Please turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. First Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24. First Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth and with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to come here tonight, Lord. Pray, Lord, help us now as we look into your word. I pray, Lord, you'd help us to see what it is you have for us tonight, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, that we'd be hearers of the word and doers of the word, Lord. That we wouldn't just leave here and forget about what we've heard, Lord, but we would do, Lord, what you want us to do. And we thank thee and praise thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we need to be serving God. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. I've been coming to Wednesday night prayer meetings for a few years now, and I'm still amazed at how many prayer requests get answered. From the seemingly small and insignificant to the life-changing. Hey, Brother Steve. Amen. Hundreds, probably even thousands of answered prayers over the relatively short period of time that Coastline Baptist Church has been going. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. We need to be serving God. How do I serve God, Brother Andy? That's a good question. Thanks for asking. All you have to do is make yourself available. If you're available, then God will use you to do something. For example, last year we did two Saturdays of letterboxing to give everyone in our local community an invitation to the Christmas Day service. I praise the Lord for those that came. Someone even came all the way from Babinda. But there's always a but. Did you know that the first Saturday, one of our visiting missionaries came with all of his family? and it wasn't a very big family. And they basically doubled the amount of people who were participating. So where was everybody else? You know, you don't need a diploma from the Bible college to go letterboxing. All you have to do is make yourself available. If you don't make yourself available, then how can you possibly serve God? Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we see that our labour is not in vain. Brother Lachlan and Sister Kirsty received a church invitation in their letterbox. They came to a service. Then another. They heard the gospel preached. Amen. And they trusted Christ as their personal saviour. Amen. They got baptised and added to the church. The simple act of putting an invitation in the letterbox was the instrument that God used to draw Lachlan and Kirsty here to Coastline Baptist Church, where they heard the gospel preached. Amen. Lachlan now wants to serve God. He made himself available, and praise the Lord, he is serving God. He actually asked me last week about the door knocking ministry and what times we've gone out and what days, etc. That's all it takes, church family. If you want to serve God in 2017, I suggest you ask Pastor James, Brother Huey, myself, Sister Cindy, Sister Deirdre, or Sister Colleen. Ask someone. Just ask. Let it be known to someone that you're willing to serve God. Men, one area that is needful of assistance is the church set up on a Saturday afternoon. Have you heard of the saying, many hands make light work? It only takes half an hour to set up the church if there are three men here. Half an hour. Not much time to put aside. In my teen class, I asked them to do a quick bit of maths. I'm not real good at maths, so obviously I had to write it all down here. But if we sleep on an average of 8 hours a night, and there's 24 hours in a day, 24 minus 8 equals 16. There's 7 days in a week. So, 20. I'll start that again. We sleep on average 8 hours a night. There's 24 hours in a day. Well, you take 8 hours off the 24, there's 16 hours left. 7 days, 112 hours per week that we are awake. If we come to church 3 times a week, 3 to 5, there's 2.5 hours on Sunday morning, 1.5 hours Sunday night, and 1 to 1.5 hours on a Wednesday night, which makes 5.5 hours for the week. Okay, so we have 112 hours a week that we're awake, and we give God 5.5 hours. That's 4.9% of our time that we're awake. Not a lot of time, is it? And that's coming to church 3 times a week. So in reality, friends, there is very little time left. Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 24, verse 32 to 34. Okay, these are the verses that Huey has been using for his series on the fig tree generation. Matthew chapter 24, verse 32 to 34. Learn now a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye see all these things, know it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. So we look at that last verse in 34, it says, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. If we take this as a literal generation, the 70 years, God gives us 70, which is 70 years. Then the Reformation of Israel in 1948 plus 70 equals 2018, which happens to be next year. Did you know that everything is in place to build the third temple? Here is a quote from the Israeli National News. The political conditions today in which the two most important national leaders in the world support the Jewish right to Jerusalem as their spiritual inheritance is historically unprecedented. The Sanhedrin sent letters to both Trump and Putin urging them to work together to fulfill a project that will benefit all mankind, the rebuilding of the Holy Temple atop Jerusalem's hotly contested Temple Mount. Both leaders have expressed support for Jewish claims to Jerusalem, though Trump has certainly been the most vocal of the two. At any rate, Israel is poised to rebuild the temple, Professor Rabbi Hillel Weiss insisted. Are we still in Matthew chapter 24? Drop down to verse 36. Matthew 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So I'm not saying that 2018 is the year that Christ will return, because God says that nobody knows. Okay, not even the angels. But going by the world events and what God states in His Word, there is hardly any time left at all. Who's heard of the doomsday clock? Okay, apparently it's at 3 minutes to midnight, and midnight being the end of the world. If there was a rapture clock, I reckon that it's 1 second to midnight and the second hand is just about to move. We need to be serving God. Man, back to the church setup. I've heard it said that Brother Huey is too bossy to work with. Huey's been setting up the church now for 10 years? Yeah. Nearly 10 years. He knows exactly where everything goes, which brings my mind to another saying, a place for everything and everything in its place. Man, if we can't take instruction from a church leader and we tell people that there's a problem with them, we better take a good, long, hard look in the mirror. If we can't submit ourselves to the authority, if we can't submit ourselves to authority, how on earth are we going to be able to submit ourselves to God? Please turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. You think Brother Huey's tough to deal with? Don't worry. God will give you grace to deal with him, if we are humble. Amen? We need to be serving God. Here comes it rain. Don't worry, I'll be finished shortly. Praise the Lord for the young ladies who play in our small orchestra. Amen? Danica Watson, Kathy Vida, Sarah McGregor, and of course Cindy Herrington. Now, Kathy and Danica trusted Christ just last year as their personal saviour, and are now serving the Lord. Amen? It's a bit of a pattern going on here. Brother Lachlan trusted the Lord as a saviour. He's now serving the Lord. These young ladies have trusted Christ as their personal saviour, and now they're serving the Lord. Amen? Now, it takes a lot of practice to do what these young ladies do, and they sound wonderful together. Amen? Church family, encourage them. thank them for playing. It sure beats Brother Andy playing on the laptop. We need to be serving God. Every Sunday, Sister Deirdre is in the kitchen getting things ready for the coffee break we have between services. You know, she'd probably love it if someone came along and gave her a hand. Amen? You know, one of the benefits of serving God is in this church, in His church, is that you get to fellowship more with others who want to serve. And it's a win-win situation because God will bless you as well. We need to be serving God. It says in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying." Maybe the tears that God wipes away that day will be because we never served God with all of our hearts. Maybe we're too busy being busy, too busy with our own lives. I remember Pastor Dan saying this: there are three types of people. I'm getting rained on, Brother Huey. Three types of people: those that make it happen, those that watch it happen, and those that say, "What happened?" So who are we going to be in 2017? Are we going to sit around and watch while others serve? Are we going to totally miss what is going on altogether? Or are we going to get up, put aside some time for God and make it happen? Are we going to serve God in 2017?